A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Off to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. It's brought to you by Everlevel Concrete Repair and Ever Omaha. Let me start that again.
Hey, what's
going on?
Do that again.
Take two. You pipe down over there. I've done 4 hours. You haven't even started yet.
Lock it up.
Hey.
Lock it up.
Cornelius, stop. crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at EverlevelConcreteRepair.com.
Use take two.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's when the crossover starts.
Hey, did you ever watch Real Sex on HBO?
No.
I did.
Real Sex.
Take two. Yep, I did.
That's the only place that used that. That doesn't only happen in that show.
Yep.
The director, the sticks, the clacker.
Sticks. Yeah.
I know that from many shows and many times.
The sticks.
Not on air. Like Star Wars, they didn't come in and go, the Death Star to be exploded, take two.
In the director's cut.
Only in Real Sex on HBO. Mm. Which if you go back and watch, there's some things that, you know, have changed since then. How we view sex.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It'll be in your queue on
Let's Max. Just say that if it aired now, it'd be very boring.
Really?
That's my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, I don't know the question to this. I know you asked it. So, Paul Skeens is pitching on Wednesday.
Yeah, come on. Come
11:05. His girlfriend, Livy Dunn, is done. LSU won the national championship gymnastics.
That's like Livy Dunn.
Ah!
Yep.
Livy not compete. She wasn't even on the... Yep. But they won, so her competition season is over. She liked the zoo. Remember when she told me? She goes, we went and visited your zoo. And I said, mine personally? And
Congratulations,
Gary's zoo.
Your menagerie.
Like you know, people are like, yeah, the Riz was hot between me and Livy this summer. Like her sister, I think... She was more enamored with me. I made her laugh more. But
well, she seems like a nice gal.
11:05, boyfriend's pitching. She hasn't been with him since spring training.
Time to come to
there
Omaha.
Will be probably empty suites.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Okay.
Bring
maybe.
Her, bring her home.
Maybe.
It's a good day to be out.
Good weather, or is that what we're looking at?
I think
what are we looking at for Skeens Day?
Other than Friday, where there could be some severe
weather. I think the weather's
going to be okay. Oh, yeah. 69 and sunny.
Yeah. We just, you know, Pittsburgh on Thursday, call him up, but don't do anything in the next 3 days.
That's right. Leave him there. Leave him there so he can throw his 2 2/3 innings where he strikes
out
everyone.
And every pitch is at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he just strikes out everybody.
So that's something to look forward to. Big baseball weekend as well. So
Brody Brecht.
I know, who was great yesterday against Rutgers.
Finally, he did something.
Yeah, Iowa, that was a good series for them.
Nebraska's got to have a 3-1 minimum week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they got KU, and then they got the 3-game stretch with Iowa, who now needs some help.
Revenge tour.
Yes.
Revenge tour.
But my question is, so yesterday, and Josh, you being the film expert of the building.
Oh, okay.
You know that Field of Dreams came out yesterday, back in 1989.
That's right.
I got some issues. Now, that movie is one of my favorites. It might be hokey to some, but sometimes you want to dream, and maybe you don't like your dad. But I like my dad, so I like the movie. Have we ever discussed how bizarre the photo of Kevin Costner on the cover of the movie is and who stands like that?
Let's see.
Bring it up, and let's discuss.
You got a leg cross. I believe, without seeing it right now in front of me, there's like a leg cross and then a kind of a lean.
There is no one that stands like that.
Let me see.
Look at that. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel
people
like
people used to stand like that in the 80s.
So what I'm assuming is they
superimpose. No one normal stands like Kevin Costner did on the cover of Field of Dreams.
You could do that against a wall.
Yeah.
Obviously something superimposed. They've got the field itself and a baseball superimposed. They took that with him standing against a wall like that. Like, yeah, you're not standing like that with no borders whatsoever.
That can't be the first time this has been brought up, that people went, that's really odd. No one stands like that.
I've never noticed it until you brought it up.
Now, the other thing, let's just go around the room here. How do we all feel about our brother-in-laws?
Great. I have great brother-in-laws.
Incredible brother-in-law. Celebrated my brother-in-law over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Your brother-in-law.
A good guy, a little
Your brother-in-law's
distant.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows my brother-in-law.
That's fair.
He could vouch for him.
He's pretty good.
Should we have a further discussion on Uncle Mark? and how Uncle Mark got a free pass just because he saw the players, when we should be crushing the worst brother-in-law in the history of movies.
Well, he's an opportunist.
Because he tried to sell the farm. And then we had a child-induced death almost with a hot dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was scary.
And he gets a pass because he saw the players. Mm. Look what he did to Moonlight Graham.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Uncle Mark. You forget about Uncle Mark. I think Uncle Mark should be scorned more from Field of Dreams than everybody going, oh, he saw the players and everything was fine.
I mean, he was the real villain of the movie.
He was. He represented evil.
Uncle Mark is one of the worst brother-in-laws in the history of film.
What was his job?
I believe he was with a, I think he's with a bank, or he's at least with an investment group. Now,
it's pretty badass. He drove a sick Jeep Wrangler.
He did. And you know what? When you're driving around the gravelly roads of Dyersville, Iowa, towards the Field of Dreams,
you're going to need a Jeep Wrangler.
That's the way to get around. Now, was he a villain, or did he really care about his sister because they were in financial hardship?
Maybe.
He's an opportunist, and he knew that he had some buyers that were willing to get them more than what the farm was worth, and he was just trying to take care of his sister.
He was
going to
kick the family out of their home. Well, that's not a good brother-in-law.
But he wanted them to get money for it.
Yes, right. He's looking out for them, really.
That's kind of why I think, too. Now, he did it in a very aggressive
way. Almost killed his niece.
Now, that is inexcusable.
He got a pass because he saw players.
Every great villain has a little thread that you can pull on that, like, okay, I see where they're coming from.
Yeah. Now, he did have his I saw the light moment, where now we know that he will look things in a different perspective, but it's a good question. Is he the villain, or was he an opportunist and just looking out for his sister?
I think he was looking out for the family.
Debate amongst yourselves.
He parlayed it into a great career with the Twins.
He did.
Years later.
He became Lou Collins.
That's right.
I mean, he almost took Randy Johnson yard in that decisive game.
I just thought he got a pass. I mean, like, he did some mean things in that movie. And just because he told Ray that he saw the players, then we like, he's okay.
I'm on Team Mark. I'm on Team Mark. I think he had the family.
But to Gary's point, he did have some strong arm tactics that could be frowned upon. But you could also look at it as he just wanted to get the point across that they needed to take advantage of this hot offer now before they were left with nothing. The buyers walked and they go foreclosure on the farm.
I do agree that the lack of care during the hot dog incident was the real...
Yeah, that's probably the biggest black eye on old Mark.
You can keep the farm, but you lose your daughter. I mean that's a trade-off. I don't know how many people are going to do that trade.
I wouldn't want to meet that person.
But other than that, the movie is great.
Except for Mark.
It warms the cockles once again. Whenever I need the cockles warmed.
Want to have a catch?
Yeah.
That's the right way to say it, though.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
Want to have a catch? With our mitts.
Yeah.
And thank God there's never been any discussion about doing a sequel. They've thought about a TV show.
There hasn't been?
Yeah. No. A TV show?
They were going to do a TV show.
Didn't we learn anything from The Caveman?
Like right when Peacock premiered.
Oh, my God. How would you do a TV show on that?
Because it was hot. Field of Dreams had hosted a couple of major league games.
Mm-hmm. Hey, which ghost is going to come out of the cornfield today? Are we just going to go with every great baseball player that's ever passed away? That week, it might be Mickey Mantle's going to come out of the cornfield. Hey, there's Jolton Joe. This is great. We're going to go beyond the Yankees. Oh, this would be amazing.
So isn't this the year? Aren't they skipping the game because they're redoing the stadium or that area?
They're doing it at one of the Negro League stadiums.
Yeah, in Birmingham, Rickwoods. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
Which will be really, really cool. I still think that the Big Ten should try and move their baseball tournament there.
To the Field of Dreams?
Yes.
That would
play
be
it one
sweet.
Year at Field of Dreams.
That would
Everyone
be cool.
just okay. has to drive to Dyersville, Iowa.
I mean, if you're going to...
You what know a cool experience.
Hey, you know it's close, though, Connor?
Dubuque.
Yep.
The greatest city
the
in the world.
The casino of all casinos.
The Diamond Joe.
Can't say enough good things about that.
It's close.
First time I ever won a lot of money.
Not really that close. Not close enough. It's still like an hour.
Isn't that where teams fly into is Dubuque and then they bus?
I would hope
when
so.
They play there?
So, yeah. I think it's the probably nearest one.
But imagine like the Big Ten baseball tournament. That feels like Big Ten-ish. The Field of Dreams for 4 days.
If you're going to dump a bunch of money into remodeling it, you're going to have events, right?
They do have some hotels in actual Dyersville, but not that many. But there are a couple.
I would hate to, sometimes the Big Ten baseball tournament gets a little wonky. Sometimes there's some bad pitching. Sometimes there's some errors.
Some late nights.
But wouldn't it be? Usually a lot of late nights.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be easier to consume in the Field of Dreams Stadium than in the Chuck?
Because I just don't want to spoil the Field of Dreams Stadium, though.
But you get to 2 a.m., you never know who might come out of the cornfield.
That's true.
You know, 2 a.m.
Oh, sorry. I thought you guys were done.
Six inning. Oh, usually there's no games going on here.
Why are you guys
trying
to move the Big Ten baseball tournament from Omaha? I would rather be sitting there with an empty stadium at 1 o'clock in the morning watching Indiana trying to throw strikes to Iowa somehow. some way.
God, that sounds brutal. And it is every year.
It's coming up.
Is that Ted Williams? It's pinch running? Oh, my gosh.
What are they going to do?
It's late now.
What are they going to do with their pitching? God only knows. They only had two pitchers during the entire year.
Think of the advantage, like when you're playing like USC and UCLA. They're going to be confused.
Oh, yeah.
Corn?
Oh, they would be confused.
Yep.
And then they would and then they wouldn't get the whole seed corn discussion. Mm-hmm. And they would go and eat the corn and they'd get sick.
Yep.
Hey, are they gonna expand that next year? Are they gonna open that thing up a little bit?
The Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, because they shouldn't. They really shouldn't. They should just
they should actually make it less.
They should contract it.
It wouldn't be the worst thing. I could see them going to 10.
They're gonna go to 4.
They should make it 6.
Like, yeah, they got more. Yeah, now it's just down to 4.
Just yeah, please.
Wouldn't shock me if they go to 10.
Top two teams playing.
So they talked about adding an extra day and adding 4 teams.
Okay.
And
then
doing pods. Kind of like the Big 12 does in the SEC.
Oh.
So you have your pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pool play.
So, like, if you finish
too big
first or second, you don't play until like Friday.
Mm-hmm. I remember good old pool play in tournaments.
You better have like the bracket ends up looking like the WCC basketball tournament or something like that. But you gotta have some pitching to make it through 4 straight days of baseball. I don't think that exists. I don't think that exists really anywhere.
That was where the legendary status
Definitely
of Will Walsh,
Ten.
Though. You discovered gems like Will Walsh threw against Michigan State last year.
Yeah, you're just praying that some freshman who hasn't pitched all year, he's got like 3 innings, you know, he's got a 42 ERA or something like that. Can this guy give us 3 innings now in the most important part of the season?
You're hoping you have an Ethan Frazier?
Yeah.
Yep. I know what you mean.
Can this guy show up somewhere, somehow? Can Max Schreiber give us something this weekend?
He did throw in high school.
Yeah.
We saw him throw a bullpen.
He ended up starting a Big Ten final, didn't he? Or like a maybe it was somebody else. But
it was not in the Indiana one.
He ended up like starting a huge, huge game because it was like their 4th game.
Yeah.
They'd come from the loser's bracket and
I'm trying to remember who it was against.
Maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't. But anyway, yeah. It's tough. It's hard. It's very hard.
It's brutal to watch.
Yeah.
Is what they released online the real uniforms the Broncos just showed?
Yes.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, they're real bad. Everybody looks like an XFL team now.
Yep. I had higher hopes.
This looks like Madden 11 team builder jersey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It also looks like college jerseys.
Yeah.
I had much higher hopes. They kind of look like
UTEP. Are they the Broncos or are they UTEP?
UTEP. They look like UTEP. I think they look kind of like
I think they kind of look like the
UFL
South
team.
Central Louisiana. What was the team that Bobby Boucher played for?
The Mud Dogs.
The Mud Dogs. Yeah, it kind of looks like the Mud Dogs' new uniforms.
The Mud Dogs, the Bourbon Bowl.
Yep.
Like they're just trolling, correct?
Nope.
Like these are uniforms for Orlando's AFL team.
Nope. Those are their uniforms. That's what they have now.
Did you notice there's a Bronco driving in the video?
That weird stripe on the back of the helmet.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd go more royal blue instead of dark blue. I think they made the dark blue even darker.
Just do the 80s John Elway uniforms.
That's what I yes, exactly.
That's what everyone
Orange
wants.
And royal blue.
Just do that.
Royal blue helmets.
John emails in on the Equitable Bank inbox. He has a question about the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Let's read.
Since the Big Ten only advertises the baseball tournament with one single flyer at one of the orbit stops, how would anyone know if they moved it to Field of Dreams? Great question,
Touché.
John. Great question.
I would favorite that email.
You'd have to really spread the word there. Really
that
spread
is pretty
the
good.
Word.
Yet you have teams that are coming in for the College World Series with a full billboard, and the Big Ten can't even do that.
Paid for by the school's NIL trust fund.
Yes.
And
yet that Big Ten money, we can't even get a billboard.
Have they started advertising on BTN yet?
Man, I was just thinking. I haven't watched the Big Ten Network in a really long time. I kind of miss it.
It's been great.
Is it what's going on in the Big Ten Network right now?
I watched it the Sunday of Nebraska and Rutgers, and I don't know. They had like a camera in the fourth row of the stadium.
Just because I couldn't
see the batter.
Oh my gosh.
When they were showing me each and every pitch.
Awesome.
Because the pitcher was blocking the batter.
Yeah.
Denver looks like Illinois now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, there's really nothing outside of live sports to draw you there.
No. Yeah, if there's a breaking Big Ten story, you're not going to go to Big Ten Network.
No.
Are they going to do like a draft special this week?
Yeah, they probably will.
Okay.
I bet that's in the wheelhouse.
What's Michigan doing? What's
Studio
Michigan?
Show?
Especially when you have that many Michigan players.
Maybe they'll check in with Jim Harbaugh at Chargers camp.
See his new tat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see his cool new tat.
I'll have to go to Huntington Beach to find him in his RV.
That's right. He's in the bus.
But are they allowed to talk about Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, you have
because
to.
Because he's a cheater.
Oh yeah. You have to. It's Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
I was reading some of the stuff that was coming out of the Michigan. I think the Michigan spring game was on BTN over the weekend.
No, it was on Fox.
Big Fox.
I was reading some of the stuff that came out of there, and there was a lot of references to Jim Harbaugh.
It's like,
Jim Harbaugh always told me this. Jim Harbaugh always told me that. It's like he's still coaching the team.
Did they say who has it better than us?
No, none of that.
Did they also mention, man, you know what? Jim Harbaugh just pulled a Pete Carroll.
Yeah, kind of.
He kind of did.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't mention that.
At least he got a national championship before he left, as opposed to Pete Carroll falling short of one.
He's also pulling a Gardner Minshew and living in his van in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Everybody's
doing it.
Did you see when he went to Michigan's Pro Day and he was mic'd up? It was classic Jim.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. No.
Like all the conversation he was having with parents or former players and coaches. He's one of a kind. We will miss him in college football.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah.
Need more characters.
I agree. I just think Michigan's kind of going to be living in that shadow for a little bit. You know?
Yeah, the schedule gets a little bit more difficult this year. The talent has kind of gone away. And Ohio State said, not today, Michigan.
No. Ooh,
we will
question,
be the beast
Connor.
Of the Big Ten.
Let's find out.
I thought they were
7.5.
I thought they had the same as Nebraska.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Schedule is.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I thought it was.
The reason why Nebraska and Colorado won't be on Big Nude Kickoff is Michigan, Texas will be playing.
Which is awesome. Give me night game.
Well, I think
2:30 CBS
because CBS it goes second.
Well, you don't know. Like I don't. Is that true for that week specifically?
Well, for week two. I follow this guy who is tied in.
I love that.
And he thinks that week two, CBS has the second pick. Peacock has the second pick week one. And so he said they will not allow Coach Prime to get past them.
Well, it's the perfect
to be able to put Coach Prime on.
You have to cash in while
the last.
Well, because they're not going to get.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're not going to get Colorado.
Michigan's win total, by the way, 9.5.
Oh, it's 9.5? Okay. Oh, for some reason, I thought
I like the undies.
Yeah, many do. It's -192 on the undies for them.
Their schedule, if they go over that, I mean, hello, they're going to be in the playoff. But their schedule is going to be one of the tougher ones in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is up there? Let's see. Does anybody else? So Ohio State is at what? Ohio State is sitting at
14.5.
10.5 wins. Oregon's at 10.5 wins. Penn State and Michigan are both at 9.5. What's USC? 7.5.
They're the same as Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Wisconsin's at 6.5.
Wisconsin's at 6.5. Iowa's at 7.5. What about Minnesota? 4.5. PU. Stinky.
Well, they'll spend a lot of NIL money at Minnesota, and they'll get better players.
In Dinky Town.
I don't think they will. I don't think they'll get any NIL money.
More like Rinky Dink Town.
Ah!
Northwestern on their practice field, 5.5 wins this year.
So more than Minnesota. How about that?
Yeah. Anybody interested? Northwestern, over 5.5 wins?
Do not doubt David Braun.
Yeah.
I'm going to doubt him.
As soon as we did.
Hey, home field advantage. You walk into that stadium, you're like, where are we at?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they still have to play the game.
Hey, there's Lake Michigan.
I'm going to doubt David Braun.
Okay.
Northwestern back in the tank.
Do it at your own peril.
I need to read up more on Northwestern.
Yeah, that's the problem. You don't know anything about them. Purdue's going to suck, too. The Big Ten West kind of just crumbled, you know? Minnesota's going to suck. Purdue is going to be bad again, I think.
So you're saying this was a good time to get away from divisions?
Split it up, yeah.
Also up for topic is Nebraska's quarterback room better than Iowa's quarterback room right now?
Well, right now, without McNamara, yes. Yep. Yes. God, yes.
I saw a lot of hot takes on old Deacon.
Everyone was just the weekend. Because they had their spring game, right?
Yeah, yeah. Deacon.
Their spring practice.
It was just Deacon's here, I guess.
Yeah, there's Deacon getting the number one or getting the first.
So they had to decipher, like, what's what, and would this play have been good if our quarterback wasn't the worst quarterback in the world?
If our current quarterback was actually the starting right guard, would this be better?
Nebraska had a whole season of that last year, amazingly.
I know.
But, Deacon, no, not going to be the guy this year.
Deke getting some key reps.
Well, Cade McNamara, so they said he'll be cleared by June. He is throwing flat-footed, but they showed him, like, moving around.
Not good?
They need a portal guy.
Yeah, they should probably
do that.
They
need, like, a starting portal guy.
They should probably – well – yeah, I mean, they're not going to get that.
Can they get Gronowski from South Dakota State?
Maybe they get Noah Walters. Noah Walters in the portal. Have you seen this?
I did.
I'm interested. I like that guy. I like Noah Walters. I'd sign him up for my team.
What about, so you want to live in a day where there could be three scholarship quarterbacks at Nebraska that are from Nebraska?
And the other one basically has lived here for a period of time? Yes, I do. Nebraska, the best.
I wonder if he will reunite with Ryan Held.
Oh, that wouldn't be a jump up, though.
No, but it would be a starting position.
I would imagine that he is probably looking toward the FBS. Right? I mean, he got all these honors his first 2 years in the FCS. So probably jump up a little bit if he can. Group of five, if that's available to him. Somebody's got to be looking for a quarterback. Sign up Noah Walters. He'll throw it around for you. Iowa should take him.
How would you take him being over at Iowa?
I would not like that. I would not like that very much, because then Cade McNamara would get hurt again, and then he'd come in. And
hey, you know. Now, Noah Walters early against Florida State looked really good.
I know. Yeah, he had a great year last year.
And then they decided they had to play the second, third, and fourth quarter, unfortunately.
That was bad for them. That ended up being bad for them.
Those pesky back ends of games.
I know. I know.
I mean, just imagine if we only played one quarter, what your record might be.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what would it be? Man. You really have to go back to the.
You're like, hey, we got a flight to catch.
Box scores on those.
We can't play. We didn't plan to play 60 minutes of football. We came here to play 15.
They've got a curfew. They got a travel curfew on college football games now.
Let's see what would Nebraska's record have been last year?
Oh,
let's find out.
About 500.
Give me some box scores here. All right, so
there'd be a couple of ties in there.
So yeah. Minnesota was 0-0.
Yep.
All right, so we get a tie. Colorado, it was 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
Tie. This is good. This is a good trend.
This is good. Yeah, yeah.
Northern Illinois, Nebraska was up 7-3. That's a dub.
All right. So we're 1-0-2.
Louisiana Tech, who they did play last year, although I don't remember anything about that game, it was 0-0 after the first quarter, and it was 7-7 at halftime.
Oh boy.
So that's three ties. And a win. Michigan, unfortunately, you were down 14-0 already.
Damn.
1-1-3. 1-1-3. 3-0 against Illinois after the first quarter last year.
2-1-3.
All right. Thank you for keeping track.
Yep.
3-3 after the first quarter against Northwestern.
2-1-4.
Here we go. It's getting tight.
It's like one of those records from the 1920s.
It was 0-0 after the first quarter against Purdue.
2-1-5.
It was 3-0 Michigan State after the first quarter. Nebraska was losing last year.
2-2-5.
2-2-5. Maryland, 0-0.
2-2-6.
Wisconsin, it was 14-0 Nebraska.
Oh,
thank
three,
you, Chubba.
2-6.
And after the first quarter on Black Friday, it was, of course, 0-0. That
3-2-7.
Is that half of their games where it was 0-0 after the first quarter?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
3-2-7.
Good job.
About 500.
Matt Rule really means it when he says, we're just going to, you know.
See, in hockey and ties, you get that extra extra point there,
yeah, you
too.
Get a point.
You get a point in the standings. 3-2-7.
Hey, everybody's talking about the Elam ending. Why don't we do the CBA? You remember where they used to give quarter points?
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska would be 0 in that because they would. They would have tied every first quarter last year.
That's amazing.
7 first quarter ties.
What where it counts? 3 wins, 2 losses.
3
above
and 2.
500.
That's right.
Can we get somebody to ask that question in the last week of spring? Of what are you doing to overcome 0-0 ties in the first 15 minutes of football?
And Matt Rhule,
will you be adjusting your schedule?
Matt Rhule would launch into this 4-minute thing about how he loves how it's 0-0 at the end of the first quarter.
I love that. It means the guys are hanging in there.
Coach, how do you improve your 3-2-7 record?
Plus,
the
if
first
we're
quarter?
Down like 7-0, 10-0, 14-0, more guys are likely to go into the portal. It's all a plan.
It is. It's working.
Where would you rather be when 15 minutes of football has been played and you still have a chance?
So there was only two games last year where Nebraska was either up or down by more than a touchdown after the first quarter. Not that this means anything at all.
It does, though.
And they were down by 14 against Michigan. They were up by 14 against Wisconsin. They lost both those games, of course. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, first quarter, just feel it out a little bit. Yeah. Hopefully don't screw up the last 3 minutes before halftime.
It's like a heavyweight fight.
And then you go from there.
That's right. Well, there used to be a time where Nebraska football was up 35-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah. There was. Those times are gone. Those are the olden times. Those don't exist anymore.
You don't think they could come back?
Pacific like being up walking through that door.
35-0.
Yeah. It's always Pacific.
It'd be a little bit tough. Pacific would have a better chance of playing Omaha than Nebraska.
Yep.
Have you checked Omaha Baseball's RPI lately? By the way.
Did it skyrocket?
I was doing a look this morning.
No.
No.
The conference isn't the best.
They didn't gain anything off that series win over Northern.
Still anyone's conference, though.
There's still anybody's conference.
Except for Oral Roberts.
Hey, and the team hosting may not be in the tournament. That'll be great for attendance in Tulsa.
Doesn't it seem like it's most likely they won't be?
I mean, they're dead last right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not like they're that far
now,
away.
St. Thomas is ineligible. And they're now in second.
That's right. Okay, true. That's right. So you bump everybody else up.
Maryland Eastern Shore is 3-0-5 of the RPI dead last. They haven't won a single game this year. 33-0-33.
Wow.
The Mavericks of Omaha are 11 spots ahead of them.
Okay.
At 294.
I bet there's a lot of Summit League teams around that area.
You know, Omaha is dead last in the RPI in the conference.
Wow.
Which is odd to
that
me,
odd.
Considering the quality of schedule they've played so far.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just a couple games with Creighton and Nebraska.
Creighton hanging out in the top 50 was a bit of a surprise for me.
Yeah, thought that was going to go away.
Yep.
The Big East is not as
not
as bottom bad.
If that was at Georgetown, I get it, but that was to Villanova, which...
I get it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I just assumed they'd be outside the top 50.
Not as top good, but definitely not as bottom bad this year in the Big East.
Apparently.
Nebraska 19?
Eight, might be 18.
Nebraska 19 in the Rippy.
Yeah.
Hanging in there. The hopes and dreams of hosting still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Locally, we kill it. They're nationally, they're like, hey.
They're going to College Station. It's already written. It's done.
It's either that or Fayetteville.
It's destiny.
Just like I called Nebraska and Texas A&M playing each other in the NCAA tournament, this is happening too.
I remember that day when we were talking about that.
I can't get any love for Stillwater?
Nope. Not going to Stillwater again. That's fine.
We need
not
Stillwater.
Going to Stillwater, not
Stillwater
going to
needs to get rained out so they have to move to Oklahoma City like they did last time. Oklahoma City is just a great place.
You're going to Texas A&M.
So either Nebraska softball or baseball always go to Stillwater. They're always in play.
It's a hell of a rainstorm.
It was really, really good. It was very, very good. It got it out there.
It was. I loved Bricktown.
Bricktown is amazing.
But yeah, somebody's going to Stillwater. It's just not Nebraska baseball.
It was kind of sad last night to have memories of the great Bricktown and then to see all the like beauty shots outside of Paycom in Oklahoma City.
Mm.
I like Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I miss Oklahoma City.
I miss trips to Stillwater and Norman.
Yeah.
I've never been in Norman, been to Stillwater, been to Oklahoma City. And
you miss driving through Salina, Kansas? Straight down?
I already told you, don't go that way.
Yeah. Well, I know. That's why I brought it up.
That route.
You're wrong. I miss my quick trip through Kansas, where I can go through Washington, Kansas, the home of a couple of former Huskers.
That's your own prerogative, but you're losing an hour.
Yep. No, it's not. Maybe this summer when we have nothing to do, and we're like, let's meet in Wichita for a double-A game.
And you guys leave the same?
Yes.
Leave in this parking lot.
All right.
And you guys go your
like
separate
that.
Routes.
We'll go down there for lunch.
No speeding.
Yeah, you got to stay. You can go no more than 5 above the speed limit.
All right, I'll go 5 above the whole time.
Yep.
The whole time.
And then you meet for lunch. Who gets there first? What's the winner?
All right.
Have fun.
See you guys. Bye.
Enjoy. What do you guys got on the show today?
We're just talking quarterbacks, baby. Talk about C.J. Wilcher with his fun new cowboy hat.
Spring game.
And he's, did you notice he's tipping the hat, too?
Yes, he sure
he's
is.
He's saying, ma'am.
Connor Assisian.
I'm excited about Connor.
Oh, many people are.
I like Connor Assisian. I can't get past when he just came off the bench against Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Just couldn't miss.
All right.
Then there's those other 25 games that I got to.
Somebody's excited about him.
Wrap my head.
Not me. But. All right, bye. That's Crossover. Powered by Every Level Concrete Repair at Omaha at everylevelconcrete.com. It's Monday. We'll start things off next.
That's the Crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.